Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tim Ryan from the TAB Thoroughbred Wagering Team, the team that set all the prices. Love to get a feel of Tim's thoughts. Morning to you, mate.
G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Very well. Nice weather here in Brisbane and nice weather back in Sydney on a good four at Randwick. We've had a few scratchings. The two-year-olds, of course, a lot of them running up here. Where are you going, mate?
I'm going to give the two-year-old a miss. I'm really excited to see what Reloaded does there. Barrier one could be a little bit tricky. So, look, he might have his work cut out just from the barrier and just funny run, but he's got a bit of class. I'm excited to see what he can do heading up towards the JJ Atkins.
All right, so where do we start?
We're going to go with race four with number four, Wolf. Look, this Japanese bred gelding, he looks really promising star in the making for the Waterhouse Bot team. His only defeat came first up. He missed the start that day. 1,400, probably a little bit unsuitable. It was a sprint home. He still ran well to run second, but look, I loved the other day. Gay and Adrian, they stepped him straight up to the 1,900 at Canterbury. And look, he took a sit there. There was a bit of pressure early, and I wasn't sure whether that would suit this horse, especially with a couple going round it early around about the 600. He looked in a bit of trouble, but when the gap opened, he showed a dynamite turn of foot. One easy, one running away. Beat Welsh Legend there. Welsh Legend went up to Doomben last week and placed in the Group 2 Doomben Roses. So that's got to be great form for this. I'm at Wolf to lead tomorrow, but as we saw last start, he's pretty versatile. Tim Clark, he'll sum it up there. And look, currently even money, we might get a bit better with the early bird, but I'm pretty sure he'll start in the red tomorrow. Wolf's my best bet of the day.
Righto. For Gay Adrian and Tim Clark stays back there to ride a few of these tomorrow. So that's race four, number four, Wolf. And where's your other one?
Race six, we're going with number 15, Godolphin. Three-year-old filly for Godolphin. Resumed after nearly a year off. I'm not sure whether it had an injury there or what happened, but returned to Canterbury and was a dynamic winner there. James McDonald just gave nothing else a chance. He led from barrier one and never really troubled. So no doubt she'll improve with fitness second up after nearly a year off. She showed last prep. She's up to better class. She ran fourth in a Group 3 race over in Adelaide at Morphettville and led him up that day. It wasn't disgraced, only beaten a length. So tomorrow, Tim Clark takes the ride. So again, sticking with Tim Clark. Barrier 12, maybe a touch awkward, but look, it's Randwick Rail True. You know, it's not too much of a disadvantage sitting wide, especially over the sprint trip. So hopefully Tim can put it in a nice striking position there. And with any luck, Godolphin's going to be pretty hard to beat. Currently about 3:30. I do think we'll definitely get a little bit better in the early birds and probably maybe get a little bit better tomorrow, but keen to be with the three-year-old filly on the way up.
Yep, Godolphin, 3:30, as you say, in front of Zonk at 4:40. So the two for Tim, 4:04 Wolf and 6:15 Godolphin. Thanks for your time, Tim. We'll hear from you on Wednesday again.
Thanks, Andrew.